This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The government will set up multi-purpose primary agricultural credit societies, PACS, in around 2 lakh gram panchayats in next 5 years. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah announced this today. He was addressing the Sahakar Se Samriddhi program at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar on the occasion of 102nd International Day of Cooperation. Emphasizing on economic cooperation among cooperatives, Mr. Shah urged all the district and state cooperatives of the country to conduct their financial transactions only in cooperative banks to strengthen the cooperative bank network. Mr. Shah also launched the Gujarat government's special assistance scheme for farmers on the purchase of nano urea. He also inaugurated virtually Amul's first organic store in Delhi and Bharat Organic Atta produced by the National Cooperative Organics Limited, NCOL, during the event. He appealed to people to buy products from the two brands. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will attend an event marking the 96th death anniversary of Utkalamani Pandit Gopabandhu Das at Bhubaneswar this evening. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan to be held tomorrow at the holy coastal town of Puri. The Health Ministry has clarified that the news that NEET-UG counselling has been deferred is incorrect. It said the date for counselling has not been notified yet. The clarification came amid media reports regarding deferment of NEET-UG counselling. In the Kashmir Valley, an encounter broke out between terrorists and security forces at Motargam village of South Kashmir's Kulgam district this afternoon. According to police, a joint team of security forces launched a joint cordon and search operation on specific information about the presence of terrorists in the area. However, as the joint team of forces approached the suspected spot, terrorists fired upon them, which was retaliated, triggering an encounter. Meanwhile, the gunfight was continuing till the reports last came in. Details are awaited. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the future of the country is determined by the youth, and the enthusiasm and commitment of the youth will lead our country towards the vision of a developed nation. He said that the country has a good environment for the youth to grow and they can develop their interest and talent in India. The Vice President was addressing the 12th graduation ceremony of the Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology in Thiruvananthapuram in Kerala today. In Assam, normal life has been disrupted due to the second wave of floods. Over 24 lakh people in 30 districts are reeling under the fury of floods. However, no death has been reported in the last 24 hours. The IMD has predicted heavy rainfall at isolated places in Upper Assam. In Uttarakhand, landslides triggered by heavy rains at various places have affected vehicle movement. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rains in the state till tomorrow. Heavy rains continue to lash South Gujarat region for last 3 days. More than 6 tehsils of the region received more than 4 inches of rainfall during the last 24 hours, leading to waterlogging in many places. The birth anniversary of Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee is being observed today. Dr. Mukherjee founded the Bharatiya Jan Sangh in 1951, which was later renamed as the Bharatiya Janata Party in 1980. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tributes to the Bharatiya Jan Sangh founder on the occasion. The nation is also remembering former Deputy Prime Minister Babu Jagjeevan Ram on his 30th death anniversary today. Former Lok Sabha Speaker and daughter of Babu Jagjeevan Ram, Meera Kumar, paid floral tribute to Babu Jagjeevan Ram with family at Samtasthal in New Delhi this morning. Babu Jagjeevan Ram played a crucial role in the freedom struggle. And in Wimbledon tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian companion Matthew Ebden will take on German pair of Henrik Jebbins and Konstantin Franzen in the second round of men's doubles in London this evening. The second seed Indian-Australian duo defeated all-Dutch combination Sander Ahrens and Robin Haas in the first round on Wednesday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.